The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 19 of Above the Nest with Rachel, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's Friday, I'm feeling good, and it's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. Training camp is underway, the Eagles are almost back in full effect, and here's a few takeaways from the first few days of practice. First things first, Zach Ertz reported for training camp and he was rocking new beach blonde hair. Despite all of the off-season trade rumors, general manager Howie Roseman said that he expects tight end Zach Ertz to be on the roster come week one, even though Zach Ertz has made it very clear that he's unhappy with the team and his contract. So I guess we'll have to wait and see how this one plays out. Will Zach Ertz be on the roster come week one? Brandon Brooks left training camp early on Thursday with what looked like an injury, and it was later reported that the veteran player has a hamstring injury, and the Eagles are describing it as a precautionary evaluation. Brooks has suffered through several injuries in his past, including a dislocated shoulder from the Eagles' regular season in 2019, and he also suffered from a torn Achilles during the 2020 offseason. During Wednesday's presser, Howie Roseman announced that over 90% of the Eagles roster has started the vaccination process. That is excellent news, especially comparing to some of the other teams in the league. And Jalen Hurts made it very clear that he is one of those vaccinated players. Nick Sirianni stopped practice on day three and called his team to the middle of the field to call out the players on a sloppy practice. We're so used to seeing him being playful and energetic, but the more he gets adjusted to his new role, the more we're going to see what type of coach is he? What type of head coach is Nick Sirianni? So we've only seen really one side of him, but it's really just starting to get revealed. I know you guys are so sick and tired of hearing about Carson Wentz, but this recent news is extremely relevant to the birds. Adam Schefter tweeted out on Friday afternoon that Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is out indefinitely as he undergoes further testing on a foot injury that he suffered at the end of Thursday's practice. And the Colts' second-year quarterback, Jacob Eason, took the starter reps at today's practice with Sam Ellinger as his backup. And then later today, at about 6 p.m., Adam Schefter tweeted out an update saying Carson Wentz and the Colts are waiting for Dr. Robert Anderson to review scans of the quarterback's injured foot. And once Anderson sees the scans, they will be able to have a better idea of how long Carson Wentz will be sidelined. And at this time, it's not expected to be season ending. But if Wentz does need surgery, he could miss some of the regular season. On top of his injury, Wentz declined to reveal whether or not he's vaccinated on the very first day of Colts training camp. We don't know for sure if he's vaccinated or not, but if Wentz didn't receive the vaccine and if he does not plan on getting the vaccine, that is a red flag. That is a concerning development. because the Colts are the second lowest team with the lowest vaccination rate. And why exactly is all of this relevant information, you might ask? Well, the Eagles are hoping and praying that Wentz gets healed very quickly because the Eagles are currently set to receive the Colts' 2022 second round pick from the Wentz trade. And there's a possibility that that selection can become a first round pick if Wentz plays at least 75% of the Colts snaps, or if Wentz plays at least 70% of the Colts snaps and the Colts make the playoffs. So these are two major concerns to keep an eye and an ear out for surrounding Carson Wentz these next few weeks, because the amount that Wentz plays and his performance determines the Eagles' future. And as of right now, it's looking like Wentz might be out for the remaining of training camp practices and going into a great deal of preseason. The Eagles filled a huge need in their secondary with former Steelers cornerback Steven Nelson. Nelson signed a one-year contract, and the Eagles defense now has another experienced player along with Darius Slay and Avonte Maddox. The veteran player is going to be rocking number 3 on the field as he enters his 7th season in the NFL. Nelson is set to be the very first Eagles player to wear number 3 in a regular season game since Mark Sanchez back in 2015. And lastly, some roster moves. The Eagles have signed safety Obi Melifonwu and wide receiver Andre Patton. Obi is a former Raider and Patriot. He's 27 years old, and he was drafted by the Raiders in the second round of the 2017 draft. He's 6'4" and 224 pounds, and he participated in the 2021 Eagles rookie camp on a tryout basis. And Andre was previously on the Miami Dolphins practice squad in 2020. He's 27 years old. He grew up, fun fact, about 25 miles outside of Philly in Wilmington, Delaware. And he signed with the Chargers in 2017 as an undrafted free agent. And he played in 13 games with the Chargers in 2019. But that is going to be a wrap on episode 19 of Above the Nest with Rachel. Don't forget to rate, leave a review, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on IG, follow us on Twitter, follow me on IG and Twitter at Rachel Monique. That's RaichelMonique. This episode will drop early Saturday morning, but make sure to be on the lookout late Saturday afternoon and evening, because there's going to be live training camp updates on the Bleeding Green Nation website. Also, make sure you're following Brandon Lee Gowton, because he has been posting and tweeting a lot of live stream updates from the camps. And also, there should be a new BGN Radio training camp pod out either Saturday evening or Sunday morning, so be on the lookout for that. We're almost at 200 BGN Radio podcast episodes, and we couldn't do that without you loyal listeners. So huge thank you, guys. We should be hitting that probably this week. So that's really exciting news. And Seamus Clancy recorded a From the Bleachers episode this week. We also have several BGN Radio training camp episodes that dropped this week, and also a NFC East mixtape episode. So make sure you guys check all of those out. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Football is back and we out.
BGN.